The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is crypto meets real estate investing. But before we get started, I always like to touch base with you guys and just see how you are doing out there. I wish I could, like, you know, hear you guys, like if you could like talk and I could get it through my headphones here as I'm recording and we could just have a conversation. That would be really cool. I don't know. Maybe we could do that on a Zoom call, but I don't know if I'm ready for Zoom. You know, this is sometimes I just roll out of bed and record these things. I think it would scare a lot of people. No, but I think it'd be cool to have. We did have that world conference, you know. I know there weren't a lot of us on that, but hey, it was kind of fun. We just got to talk about stuff and real estate. And I think, if you guys want to see that, you know, let me know because I think it'd be fun. But yeah, we could have like just like an interactive deal and just talk shop, right? And life and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, let's move into our topic here. Crypto meets real estate investing. You've been hearing this on some of our shows. In fact, we had Neil Bawa on just recently, and he was talking about that. We've had some other guests that are talking about it. It is becoming a reality. And so real estate experts and investors are starting to look toward asset tokenization as a way to improve the real estate investment world. Now, I'm going to take a moment here just to separate the two. Now, there is also this thing going on, and it's happening in the metaverse. Okay. Yeah. This is actually, we're going sci-fi here, but yeah, they're literally selling real estate in the metaverse, which really isn't a real place, but people are buying real estate. And people like Snoop Dogg are in there. And if you want to buy a home near Snoop Dogg, you could pay like $2.1 million and have a virtual home next to Snoop Dogg. Now, this is not what we're talking about. We're not talking about Snoop Dogg here. We're talking about real hard assets, real estate, okay? Not fake real estate, not meta real estate, but we're talking real estate. So the tokenization has some neat ideas, and I just wanted to talk about it a little bit with you here, and just so you kind of understand what is ahead here. Now, real estate investing, it's been a reliable way to build wealth for centuries, and over the past few decades, it's been responsible for generating countless self-made millionaires, right? I mean, this is happening all the time. But the basic tenets of real estate investing haven't changed much over the years. It's pretty much the same thing, and it makes sense that I guess it's in line for some major shakeup here because our whole financial structure may be changing here. And we talked about that in a recent show that we had MC Lobshower on our show. And he was talking about this, that this kind of occurs with our financial situation here every 80 to 100 years. And the most recent being is going off the gold standard that Nixon took us off of. And now we're looking at the possibility of going even cryptocurrency, U.S. currency. So it's, whether we like it or not, it's becoming a reality, and it will be even more of a reality in real estate, as it's already happening. Real estate experts and investors are starting to look toward asset tokenization as a way to improve the real estate investment world, provide more investment opportunities for eager financiers, and potentially spur further economic growth. Now, this is happening, you know, just in the syndication world right now, where this is one of the areas where you can trade your tokens, you know, in a syndication, for example. Now, how exactly does this work, and what would those changes be? Well, first, let me just kind of take a step back here for those that may not know what asset tokenization is. Okay, asset tokenization refers to the process of taking an asset and tokenizing it. I know that sounds obvious. Dividing it into easily divisible, fungible tokens that can then be exchanged at user's discretion. Okay. Now, by now, you're probably almost certainly familiar with Bitcoin. Okay. We've all heard about Bitcoin and the Bitcoin billionaires that are out there. It's a cryptocurrency that's built on blockchain technology. Without going too much into detail, the entire Bitcoin world is built upon peer-to-peer connections and encrypted shared ledgers. It's a decentralized system that essentially makes Bitcoin transactions fast, cheap, and nearly fraud-proof. Bitcoins themselves can be divided into smaller units and exchanged with one another, and they have a finite supply. So it's a real currency, and people are trading it all the time. A lot of people don't want to touch it because they think, you know, there's no regulations, no control, but that's also the reason a lot of people do want to touch it, because they don't want the Fed messing with it, and they want it to be its own currency that is based upon demand and utilization. Now, asset tokenization could work fundamentally the same way with divisible tokens, okay, representing a share of ownership stake in a different asset. Okay. In the real estate context, this could mean a residential property could become tokenized with 100 individual digital tokens that each represent a 1% ownership stake in that property. Okay. Now get your, you know, mind around this. This could be a house. This could be an apartment syndication. Okay. But there'll be 100 coins, for example, okay, that actually represent 1% of ownership in that particular. Now, the advantages of tokenization in real estate investing are, even with, you know, the example, I'm talking about using 100 coins to represent one property. Even with that example, you're probably thinking of ways this could change the world of real estate investing. Realistically speaking, there are many different advantages of tokenizing real estate this way. So just think of, you know, some of these applications. Okay, higher liquidity. If you've enjoyed the seller's market of the past few years, and I have certainly as I've liquidated all my personal properties, you probably don't have any concerns about selling a house. But the real estate market can suffer from liquidity problems. And that's one of the things that investors have to deal with on a regular basis. You have an asset, it's worth a lot, and you could have all kinds of equity in it, but it takes time to be able to pull that out and ultimately to sell the property, or even to go through the banking process to borrow against it. An investor getting rid of a fractional share of ownership in a property would be much easier than getting rid of an entire property, okay, by themselves. So in other words, if you have a fractional share, we're talking about one of these little coins here, this means tokenization could finally make the real estate market liquid enough to attract investors for whom liquidity is a concern. Now, when I buy into a syndication, which is what I do, and I am even getting more focused in that as I'm liquidating my own assets and investing in syndications, you know, that money is tied up for the length of that hold. Now, that hold could be 3 years, could be 5 years, it could be 7, could be 10 years, maybe even longer. So I can't really touch that money. Now I'm you know, doing cash flow, then that's my focus. It's always been. And so I am getting income out of it, which is great, but I can't really take my bulk investment out. But with tokenization, that could be different, okay? This means tokenization could finally make the real estate market liquid enough to attract investors for whom liquidity is a concern. So the liquid aspect is one of the attractions. Then there's the divisibility and fractional ownership. Now, asset tokenization also enjoys the benefits of divisibility and fractional ownership. If someone doesn't want to purchase $1 million apartment complex that's been built in their town, they don't have to. They can still invest in it by buying a small fraction of the building with whatever money they might want to spend. If they want to invest $1,000, they can do that. They could buy it through a token. So you don't have to necessarily even meet the demands of, let's say, the financial data that is required on a syndication, where you might have to invest a minimum of $25,000 or a minimum of $100,000 or whatever. You could buy smaller units by buying these tokens. So that's the divisibility and fractional ownership advantage. And then there's accessibility. Now, digital transactions can also improve accessibility. As long as an investor has a computer and a bit of technical know-how, they can hypothetically purchase a fractional share of real estate that interests them. Note that they may also be able to forego the typical processes of working with banks, lawyers, and agents to purchase property. Many of the bureaucratic hurdles that are normally in the way could be removed, just because of that easy accessibility. And then there's the speed and cost reduction benefit. Cryptocurrency enthusiasts are quick to point out that blockchain technology has the potential to make financial transactions much faster and much cheaper. While there are some kinks to still work out in that area, asset tokenization does have the potential to eliminate several costs associated with buying and managing property. Real estate transactions could have the potential to be much quicker and easier to manage. Now, those of you that have bought and sold properties know, I mean, you've got to go through a lot. You've got closing costs, and you've got to, you know, pay off this and that and the other thing, and make sure your property tax is paid, and all these other elements, right, as you go through your closing docs. But if you're just buying a coin, it's boom. You know, that's about as quick and as fast as you can get. Then there's the sort of the new investment and rental models. Okay, leaders in the investment field also need to understand that asset tokenization is so new and so innovative that it could create entirely new investment and rental models for real estate investors. For example, you can imagine a scenario in which a renter, instead of paying rent traditionally, buys a fractional share of ownership in the property every month, gradually working their way toward ownership in a measurable way. Now, we used to call that rent-to-own or lease options. But if he's buying these coins, okay, and that's how he's paying his rent, so to speak, or her rent, that could lead to ownership over a period of time. So there's some creative things that you can do with crypto that you can't do with conventional methods that we're most familiar with in real estate investing. So what's holding the industry back? You know, if this is so great, why don't leaders bring asset tokenization to the real estate world right now and start capitalizing on the benefits? Well, I think there is this, you know, this overall fear. What the heck is blockchain? What the heck is crypto? I mean, old dogs like me, I've invested a little bit in crypto, and I'm learning as I go along, but I'm not totally confident or comfortable with every aspect of it. You know, there's a lot of unknowns, right? The technology is still new, which leads to a few different complications. You know, for starters, there's no regulatory framework in place supporting this leap forward, right? This is, again, the attraction to crypto is that it's not, you know, controlled by the feds, right? Legal hurdles and regulatory complications are causing some investors and engineers to steer clear of this potential innovation. It's also hard to convince somebody unfamiliar with this technology that buying a digital token representing a fractional share of ownership in a property is just as good as conventional ownership. So there may be an adoption problem initially. Again, some of us old dogs, we have a certain way we've been doing things for a while and we're used to it. You know, trying to introduce something like this, somebody handing you a coin and saying, yeah, I own 10% of your property now, just kind of seems, whoa, that's weird. But still, given enough time, all these problems should eventually be sorted out. The investment industry may not have the perfect technology to realize it yet, but sooner or later, asset tokenization is coming to the world of real estate investing. It's already happening. And there are some properties that are already in that space, in that crypto space. And it's right now, I think a lot of leaders in the field are getting prepared for it. So if this is something, you're more interested in, there's a lot of great resources in it. And I think you could just do a Google search on real estate tokenization or blockchain and real estate investing or crypto, what have you, and get a good idea of what is happening. And, there are some great opportunities there. I think, one of the things I'm a passive investor in syndication. Like I had mentioned before, just, you have to kind of wait out a period of time on a property. But let's say you want to cash out early. Well, you can't normally do that in a syndication. But if you tokenize, you could, in essence, maybe get part of that investment back. So there are, a lot of different considerations. And I think I mentioned some of the key benefits that might occur in this space. So anyway, that is it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, and I will put some links in here to help you to find out more about this, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Crypto Meets Real Estate Investing. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.